Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. Glad you could be with us on a throwback Thursday going back to 1975. Carl Eller, Minnesota Viking legend, is the best way I could put it, will be joining us also this hour. Let's get to the good of the day.
Good of the day. Well, the good of the day was actually Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, okay.
I did catch the Golden Globes.
Oh, you did?
I watch them probably differently than everybody else.
Right.
Because I fast forward through all of it.
Ah.
And I just watch what I want to watch.
What are the categories, some of the categories you want to watch?
Just the actor categories.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Best TV show.
I just want to see who wins. I don't care about it. And if there is a guy who's on there that I'm like, oh, I want to see the speech.
I want to listen
to the speech. I'll listen to the speech. But most of the stuff, the show's like 3.5 hours long or something like that. Sit with me. I'll get you done in 15 minutes.
Okay. So what was good about the Golden Globes?
And it was the first award of the night.
Okay.
Best Supporting Actor went to Ke Huy Quan, who gave the best speech of the night. And you know him, Tony. Ke Huy Quan. He got up on the stage. He was all emotional. He immediately thanked Steven Spielberg for giving him his first role when he was a child actor as Short Round.
Yeah, Short Round.
And in Goonies. And it was a great speech because he literally thought that after those roles, he was done.
Yeah.
Because he really hasn't done anything. I mean, he was in Head of the Class. He had like a small role in Encino Man and a small role somewhere else. Like, it wasn't even a role. It was like, there he is in the background in a Marvel movie. But yeah, I mean, like 35 years of obscurity.
Wow.
That's really what we're chalking it up to.
Yeah, he was such a fun part of that second Indiana Jones movie.
Now, the only problem was I really wish he ended his speech, Goonies Never Die. But he didn't do that. That's fine. Maybe he'll save that for an Oscar. I don't know.
Yeah, very good.
But it was really, and you know what? Sounds and looks exactly the same.
Yeah, that's great.
Just a little more wrinkles.
All right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is actually the awesome of the day.
Awesome of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, bad of the day and the awesome of the day.
We're going back to using bad. Like, remember in the 90s, we used to say bad was good?
Yeah.
Right? That's what this is. And I don't know if you've caught it yet, but as soon as I mention it to you, I know what you're doing during the break.
Okay.
Netflix dropped the first trailer for Full Swing.
Oh, really?
Which is the PGA Tour documentary.
Yes.
Produced by the same guys as Drive to Survive.
If it's as good as Drive to Survive, this will be very, very interesting.
If the trailer is anything, I mean, the people that they are following, and the very first thing, I can't remember who said it, it might have been Jordan Spieth, that you guys picked one hell of a year to follow the PGA Tour.
No kidding.
Which I know will be later on. Yeah. So they are following Brooks Koepka. They are following Dustin Johnson.
Nice.
And, following all the guys who actually stayed on the tour, like Colin Morikawa and Tony Finau and Rory McIlroy. And Rory, and I think the clip that they're using for Rory is probably a couple episodes in because I think he's talking about Liv.
That's great.
It looks amazing. It looks phenomenal.
I wonder about the fact, I mean, Formula One exploded here when Drive to Survive happened. It was having the pandemic, and all of a sudden, all my friends were like, hey, anybody follow Formula One? I just got into this because of the show. And I wonder if people will get into golf now. If people will be like, this is interesting. These personalities are interesting. I kind of, because that's what Drive to Survive was. Drive to Survive was, it was a reality show.
It's not about the sport, right?
Yeah, they didn't break down, like, how Lewis Hamilton wanted Hungary, they were like, they would follow a driver and you would follow his life and you'd follow his path and the conflicts and the fights and the behind the scenes stuff and things. And so what happened was you found yourself, if you watched it, you found yourself kind of rooting for certain people, rooting against certain people. And next thing you know, you're into the sport. And now I wonder if golf will do the same thing. Is there a villain in the golf world? Like, is this somebody who's going to come off?
I think this one's tailor made for that, right? I think a villain is going to, your villain's not going to show his head at the beginning.
Right.
But we all know from what golf was last year, we kind of get the idea who the villain is, the corporation, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, like there was a driver in Formula One named Daniel Ricciardo. He's Australian, and he does not have a ride this year. He left one team, went to another team, left that team, went to McLaren. It didn't work out at McLaren, and now he's out. And, like, the outcry of people is amazing. If you know the sport, you're kind of like, I get it. I understand why he doesn't have a ride. But because he was so popular on Drive to Survive, because he has this bubbly personality and he's always smiling and he plays practical jokes on people and he just seems like a good guy to hang around, like there was a fan wave of people going, I don't get it. How in the world is he not driving? That's crazy, because they kind of liked him on the show. And I wonder in golf, if you are a middle of the road golfer, but you show up in this and you turn out to be like, that guy's great. You can capitalize on that popularity in the world of golf, even if you're missing cuts and you know you're not contending all the time. That's always the angle. Hard Knocks did it. Lord knows. Look at, yeah, Dan Campbell. Holy cow. I mean, look, you could follow Dan Campbell last year with a bite your knees kind of thing.
Right.
But why were people finding the Lions to be really lovable? Because if you watched Hard Knocks, they kind of were.
No, we were
like,
all,
that's what these shows can do for
I'll go back to a couple seasons ago. I was all in for the Browns.
Yeah.
Especially, right? For, yeah, Coach Wiley.
Coach Wiley. That's exactly right. Next thing you know, there's a Coach Wiley t-shirt and, yep, everything. It's because of these kind of shows. So what we're saying is that if they want to paint us in a positive light and have a reality show on sports radio, we're in.
We're in. We're
because
in.
Because a Tony D. Ron Culver t-shirt is in the works some way, shape, or form. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Go watch the trailer, everyone. It'll suck you in.
Is it going to make Phil Mickelson look awful?
Well, I don't know if he's in it, and I don't know probably if Tiger's not in it. I don't know if those two are in it, but you know, there's plenty of other stars that they show. They're like, oh, this guy, and then this guy, and you're like, hey, look, there's Scottie Scheffler.
That's right.
That'll be fun to watch Scottie Scheffler. Like, what was going through his mindset back in beginning of April?
Pretty awesome. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, it's kind of twofold. I mean, it's there was a train.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sure you heard about this.
I did. I heard about this yesterday.
So, yeah. So there was a train that departed Washington heading down to Florida. Supposed to be a nonstop thing. Now, you know, I mean, with stops along the way, obviously. But
now,
you know,
real quick, was this a yesterday's news story, or did I hear it yesterday and happened over the weekend?
I think we all heard about it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason. I don't know why it wasn't made. Maybe it was made public in South Carolina, where they were stuck for nearly 30 hours in the woods of South Carolina. But the Amtrak train came to a halt in South Carolina, the rural roads of South Carolina. It was stuck because up ahead there was a derailed freight train. So they had to clean that up before the train could go any further. But during that time, the employees on that train, it's what they call timed out. They were no longer allowed to work. So even though the train had cleared its path, they had to get more people out there to drive the train and worked on the train because those employees could no longer work.
Oh.
So this is the part where I love. Passengers began to panic and call 911, fearing that they had been taken hostage.
I would too. I don't blame them one second. If I was stuck on that train and I was looking and going, we haven't moved in 10 hours, 12 hours, and no one was
20
really,
hours.
Nobody was really giving me any real concrete answers and timelines. I would be like, did somebody take this train over?
Well, all of a sudden, like, no one could talk to you. You don't see an employee because they're not allowed to work.
They just left.
I don't know if they left.
Probably didn't just leave, but mentally checked out. Yeah. Is that a better word?
Maybe they found there's like a dining or a employee-only center where they all just go and sleep. But couldn't they get back to work then?
By the way, can I? I'm going to make something clear here. Every time there's an airline fiasco, somebody on Twitter goes, this is why the world hates us. We don't have high-speed rail. And I go, I wouldn't take high-speed rail. This is not high-speed rail, but I wouldn't take it. I like driving, and if I don't drive, I fly. I want to be in Chicago in 2 hours. All right. I don't want to be on high speed rail. It's great that they do it in Europe. Great that they do it in China. Anytime that we want to build high speed rail from like Disney World to the Orlando airport, it takes 40 years.
Right.
right? How long has the San Francisco to L.A. high-speed rail been in discussion?
I think
50 years?
At least. Right? I think we got one here now in Houston. Houston to Dallas.
Yeah.
In a half hour.
It's like, it's great, but it takes so long. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
And
maybe one day, 100 years from now, when the government confiscates all the land it needs for these projects, but it's going to take forever. So, unfortunately, I used to like taking Amtrak back when I was, younger. I was in Columbia, South Carolina. I went to go see my friend in D.C. I took Amtrak. It's kind of fun, but it takes forever. It's a long trip by train. But being on a train that doesn't move for 30-plus hours?
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's horrible.
And, I mean, it was also the fact that they weren't allowed off the train.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just walk to the nearest town.
There was a lot of guys, or a lot of people complaining. It's like, they had pets, and the pets weren't allowed to go outside to use the restroom.
Ugh, give me a break.
So that's another thing. It's like, you can open
the
door.
Can they just evaluate that policy in some capacity?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not moving, and there's only, I don't think they're, you should fear them getting hit by a train. And
can you imagine being stuck with a pet on a train for 37 hours? You can't go outside.
Yep.
All right, it's Wake Up Call.